This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Airlines are cutting back on the amount of flights to take off from Bush and Hobby airports beginning today. That's due to the federal government shutdown. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
Reports say at 4 o'clock this morning, the TSA checkpoint was jammed with a line stretching to the ticket counters. At 5 a.m., the line was heavy but moving as more checkpoints were open. That line got considerably less until 8 a.m. when passengers were breezing through the checkpoints. Southwest Airlines, Hobby's major carrier, appears to be handling the reduction in stride, despite reports of expected backups due to crowds in the afternoon ahead of the weekend travel rush. Taking a wait-and-see attitude at Hobby Airport, I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
During a meeting of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards in Austin on Thursday, Harris County was commended for addressing staffing issues inside the jail and ending a contract to outsource jail inmates. Friends and family members of people who have died inside the jail this year addressed the State Commission on Thursday, including Sarah Knight, whose son died after he was outsourced from Harris County to a private prison in Louisiana.
Because last month, two more people died in jail, bringing the death count to 15 this year. One of them, Ms. Pebbles Garrard, was just 1 year older than my daughter and homeless.
Harris County Jail is still fighting to stay in compliance with jail standards as it suffers numerous other infrastructure problems. We can expect a big drop in temperature this weekend. That's according to Amaryllis Cotta with the National Weather Service. She says a cold front is coming through late Saturday into Sunday morning.
And that's going to usher in drier, cooler air in the wake of the front. We're also going to have some gusty winds going on Sunday into Sunday night. So if anybody has any inflatables or anything like that, we're suggesting to try to either reinforce or take them down for a little bit.
She says Sunday night into Monday morning is when the much cooler temperatures are forecasted. We're looking at a high of just 59 degrees on Monday.